to the hturners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Goetz gives us 5 keys to enjoying the humanity of Jesus so that we may be a strong testimony against the current of this age.
Today's podcast is a fellowship and continuation of our last podcast on the humanity of Jesus. Last week, we started by showing that in Matthew chapter 9, there was a woman who was healed by touching the fringe of the Lord's garment. We pointed out that the garment in the Bible always signifies our living or our conduct. In Revelation chapter 3, the Lord charged the church in Laodicea to pay the price to buy white garments that she would not be naked. This implies that they didn't have the kind of living of a proper church, and they had to pay the price to get the God-man living for their testimony. Well, in Matthew chapter 9, this woman touched the fringe of the Lord's garment. And we saw that in the Old Testament, it's in Numbers 15, where the children of Israel were commanded to sew a cord of blue into the fringe of their garments. Certainly the Lord Jesus, as a young Jewish man, was wearing such a garment as this. And this blue cord indicates that our living is under the heavenly rule, that we're not ruled by culture, we're not ruled by fad or what's popular, we're not ruled by the current fashion of this age. It means that our living is under the heavenly rule. You see, for the Lord to be able to gain this earth, he first has to gain a group of overcomers who live on the earth under such a heavenly rule. They are already living in the reality of the kingdom of God, in the reality of the kingdom of the heavens. They don't follow the fashion of the age. They don't follow the current of the age. They are always looking to the Lord, checking with their mingled spirit, speaking out from their spirit, not from themselves. And such a testimony is what the age today needs. We challenged last time that the young people all over the Lord's recovery would have such a living as this, a living that had a blue cord sewn into the fringe, so that when we contact our friends, they contact a life under a heavenly ruling. My, as I consider this matter and even dream about this matter, I just sometimes can hardly imagine what a strong testimony this would be, that if in the high schools and the junior highs, in the college campuses, the universities, all over this earth, there would be a group of God-men, young people, teenagers, early 20s, young people who had such a living as this, a living like the Lord Jesus had. Well, in order to have such a living as this, we have to eat and enjoy the humanity of Jesus. This is not accomplished by resolutions, by human effort. You don't need my exhortations. What we have to do is that we have to learn how to enjoy him, how to eat him every day, to have such a living and such a testimony. On the earth today, the young people have been thoroughly and utterly ruined. The common culture, the common philosophy of this age is that there's no such thing as sin, that there is no God, that there's no judgment, there's no hell, there's no right and wrong. Well, you know, if there's no God, everyone's conscience can be put at rest. That means there's no judgment. It means there's no such thing as sin. It might be wrong for you, but it's not wrong for me. It means that everyone can decide for themselves. And because we live in such an age as this, the immorality of the young people is just unbelievable. In some countries, the males and females live together without marriage, without any concept of the filthiness and the sinfulness of such a life before God. In Hebrews 13:4, the Lord charges us to hold marriage in honor and the marriage bed undefiled, For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Is there no fear of God among people today? Do they not realize that there is a God in this universe and that he will come soon? The day of the Lord will come where he will carry out his judgment. But the common philosophy is that there's no sin. So everyone steals, everyone lies, everyone is a fornicator. The internet has become a gathering, collecting place for all kinds of immorality and homosexuality, pornography. All the filthiness of the age is being transmitted and communicated through the internet. The young people spend hours and hours every day in that place. And that place has become a cesspool of today's ruined and damaged humanity. Satan delights in nothing more than to ruin humanity, because when their humanity is ruined, they become useless to God for the fulfillment of his purpose. We believe that today the Lord is calling a generation of young people who will keep themselves, who will guard their holy bodies and preserve their vessels so that they can be useful vessels in the Lord's hand. They will enjoy the Lord in his fine and balanced humanity. They will live in their schools, on their campuses, as the testimony of Jesus, even at the cost of being misunderstood, at the cost of opposition. But they will be the Lord's testimony, even as Daniel and his companions were the testimony of the Lord in a heathen land, an idol-worshipping land. They stood up and they stood for the Lord. Today, the Lord is calling the young people everywhere to take a stand, not to follow the current of this age, not to be the same as all the worldly people are, but that they would be the testimony of the Lord Jesus. By enjoying him in his humanity, we can have such a fine and balanced, uplifted, beautiful humanity. What a testimony. I believe that anyone in the world who comes in contact, touches the fringe of that kind of a garment, will be healed, even as that woman was healed by touching the fringe of the Lord's garment. I believe that young people everywhere will be healed by coming in contact with a group of young people or young people on their campuses who are enjoying the humanity of Jesus. Well, Paul gave us five ways that we could enjoy the humanity of Jesus in such a degraded time. The verses that he wrote are all in 2 Timothy. The first one is 2 Timothy 2:22. In 2 Timothy 2:22, it tells us, "But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." This verse tells us that the way to enjoy the humanity of Jesus every day is to call on him. Oh, young people, we have to realize that every time we call, "Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus," we are eating the humanity of Jesus. We're eating the uplifted humanity of the man Jesus Christ. He becomes our real food. I can only encourage you that day by day, week after week, moment by moment, we have to call on this precious name. And the second way is not only to call on the Lord's name, but we have to breathe in every word of the Bible, every word of the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all Scripture is God-breathed and profitable. You know, the young people in the Lord's recovery have to learn how to pray the Word of God, to inhale God through the Word. Don't just take this as another exhortation to read your Bible, but I hope that you would have the real desire to be the testimony of the Lord in a dark age. And the only way to do this is by breathing in the Word of God. God exhaled the Bible as the Holy Scriptures, and we can inhale God by praying over the Word, every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. The third item is the body life. Going back to 2 Timothy 2:22, it tells us that we need to flee youthful lusts and call on the name of the Lord with those. The way to flee, the way to pursue, the way to eat and enjoy the humanity of Jesus is to get some companions with those, some quote, those kind that you can call on the Lord with, that you can pray with, that you can pray over your list of names with. How we need this. We need those. Pray that the Lord would give you some real companions that you could pursue with. This is the corporate life. Oh, we enjoy the Lord's humanity by being with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. The fourth item, Paul tells us, is that we have a spirit, but we have to exercise our spirit. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it tells us that we have to fan into flame the gift of God which is in us. But verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness." God has given us a kind of human spirit where we can contact Him, eat and drink and enjoy Him. And this is not a chicken spirit. This is a spirit of power, of love, of sober-mindedness. It's a spirit that is now invading our soul. And the fifth item is that we have a wonderful person in our spirit. The last verse of 2 Timothy is chapter 4, verse 22, "The Lord be with your spirit." He is the Lord, and He is with our spirit. This is another way for us to eat and enjoy the humanity of Jesus. So we have to pray for the entire situation of the Lord's recovery, that all the brothers and sisters and all the churches, all the young people all over this earth would really enjoy the humanity of Jesus. Then we could be those acacia boards standing steadfastly against the current of this age, not like a dead leaf floating along in the current of the age, but a strong testimony. And this will bring the Lord's recovery to every city on this earth. May we pray for this. Well, that's all for today. Please visit our website at hturners.com, or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@hturners.com. Don't forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For hturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.